The Hard Shoulder on Newstalk.
With the all-new Nissan Juke. The coupe crossover by Nissan. Nissan. Innovation that excites.
It has been an ongoing struggle for everyone, of course, trying to adjust to a more restricted lifestyle. But for new mothers, the isolation caused by rolling lockdowns has been especially tough. So to help us shine a light on this issue, I'm delighted to say I'm joined by the journalist and broadcaster and new mum, Aideen Finnegan, formerly of this parish, alongside Dr. Brian Higgins, who's a GP in Galway in their primary care, in Galway Primary Care, who's also going to talk about the challenges of being a new parent in a pandemic. You're both very welcome to the show, folks. Aideen, tell us, when did you become a mum?
It was a year ago, Kieran. So I actually had quite a unique experience in that I was fortunate enough to give birth before the lockdown. And I had, maybe 2 months of being a regular mum on mat leave before everything closed down. So I haven't been one of those women who had to give birth in the hospital practically on their own, you know, with partners being so restricted. So I was very fortunate in that. And what I can say, though, is that I know exactly kind of what I'm missing out on now in terms of I was able to get to a few classes before everything closed down. So those weight check groups that are run, they're usually run by the public health nurses, which is where you can come and bring your baby and have them weighed so you can keep track of their progress and whether they're putting on weight. And usually the other mothers in that group then, or the babies are roughly around the same age, and it's a good, you have a point of contact with the health experts, with other mothers, and you can do a bit of networking, set up a bit of a network for yourself. Now, I wasn't doing a pile of that before everything stopped, so I would say that I don't really know a lot of other new mothers in the area. I am very lucky that my sister actually had a baby as the lockdown happened. So we've had each other, and I really don't know how I would have fared without that. And I don't know how mums have been doing when they haven't had that support, because the phrase, it takes a village.
Yeah.
It also takes a village as well to help you get going breastfeeding if that's what you want to do. And you're just missing out on all that contact with other people that can help you. I mean, sure, you can Google stuff, but nothing replaces that human contact and
respite as well, to a degree. I know people don't like to acknowledge this, but I know when we're back there ourselves with our two, like, there's times in the first few weeks and months where you absolutely want to be left alone. There's times where you're praying for someone to call to the door so you can hand over the baby and just do something yourself for an hour.
It's funny you say that, Kieran, because what I was going to say was it was great because, you couldn't have any visitors. And then it was really bad because you couldn't have any visitors, So and that is really tough, because even now, like, I had a day of it today, actually. And I was just thinking I could really do, with putting a call out, maybe seeing if my mom could go to the shop for me. But, the way things are, even though she lives close, and I'm lucky that I have my parents who live close by, within the 5K. I don't want to send them to the supermarket, and I don't want them leaving the house more than they have to go, so even with family close, it's not nearly that you can avail of it. And my poor sister was back in the first lockdown when she gave birth. Her husband's a health worker, so after his 2 weeks were up, she was there completely on her own. At that point in the first lockdown, it wasn't deemed, essential childcare wasn't sort of deemed an exemption. So she was totally alone without me and her mom, and we were both nearby and we couldn't visit her. And it was really tough.
Yeah, I know, like, it is. Look, men do an awful lot more maybe now than the generation before them. And I'm sure the generation before that, they did more than the generation before them, and so on and so forth. The fact is that in most households, it is in those first few months the women doing the bulk of the work. And it can be really isolating when dad turns around and goes back to work.
Very much so. And even now, it's not like you can all go out and have a coffee morning with which, by the way, for years when I saw other women on maternity leave, I thought, this is all they do. They go for coffee.
It's a breeze. Yeah.
But you can't even do that, and I find myself going out on a walk and I'm like, oh God, another walk, and just with no real meat to it, you're not meeting anyone else. My little girl, she hasn't been on a swing because the parks aren't open, so there's been lots of, I would have loved to take her to swimming classes. Now, look, those are things that would have been nice to do. I heard Linda on the line to you earlier in the show, and she has a child with autism, and look, they're in on a spectrum, there's no way that my situation compares with that. I know that I'm quite lucky, but at the same time, you can get lonely, and that's.
I look, there's always someone you can point to who's worse off, but it doesn't necessarily diminish what you're going through yourself. I mentioned Brian Higgins, the GP in Galway Primary Care, who's also on the line. Brian, am I right in thinking you and your partner had a baby in October? Is that it?
Yeah, hi, Kieran. Yeah, that's correct. We had a baby Theo on the 1st of October.
And what was the experience then in the days and weeks and couple of months since then?
Even before it's been strange. And I think it's been strange in a difficult time to have a baby. Like, it's been wonderful, but definitely not what we expected. Even coming through the pregnancy, not being able to go to the hospital visits or the GP visits or see any of the scans was difficult. Thankfully, I was able to get in for all of the labour. And pretty much since coming back, working during an epidemic, I think, has been hard, because days are a little bit longer and probably would love to be around more, but we're just living in strange times. I think it's a really hard time for mums, just because of that, because it's isolating. And I think it's important really to acknowledge that it's tough. Like, my wife has been incredible, putting up with me and having it important. And since then, like, it's been the most incredible thing, having a baby and having this new person in our lives. But a lot of the things that we'd planned to do, say travel or introducing to other families or a few of other friends had young kids and not being able to meet them, I think it's hard to kind of come to terms with the fact that what you thought you were going to get, it's a little bit different.
And I suppose because of COVID and because of its prevalence in hospitals, that's where all the focus has been in terms of maternity care, you know what I mean, about scans and about people being at the labour or not. And as you mentioned, you were lucky enough to be there. There's been very little focus on this element of it, you know, on what happens once you get home. I suppose there was a kind of an attitude maybe, well, look, once you get home, it's just life as normal. But COVID is out there. Life isn't normal.
No, it's not. And as a GP, something I'm seeing is that I'm seeing women with newborns coming to me for things that they generally wouldn't come to me for, because throughout the pregnancy with the antenatal groups and then the postnatal classes, from a health point of view, there's a really important network there of kind of new mums and experienced mums and babies of different ages and different development.
The pooled wisdom is incredible in some of these groups, and even within your own family.
Absolutely. And then, so as a GP, what we're seeing is maybe people are coming to us asking questions about, feeding or strange noises that babies make, that they might just kind of bring up at a group and everyone would say, God, yeah, my baby's really noisy like that as well, and not be worried about it. But they don't have that network of reassurance. And I think it's important for people to remember that the GPs are there, even for, like, there are strange times, but I think we're all delighted to talk to somebody about something that's not coronavirus. So if anyone is worried or does have that question and feels like they mightn't have the support in the community, that they can always just give their GP a call and discuss it.
And just in terms of the isolation as well, you know, Aideen touching on it there, Brian, postnatal depression is obviously very serious and something I'm sure you deal with patients. Have you seen an increase in that as a problem? And maybe not postnatal depression per se, but just that isolation, that loneliness being amplified?
I've seen a huge increase. We've seen a huge increase in mental health presentations in general practice overall. Like, anyone who's has suddenly that all your social and psychological support is removed, be that, you know, going for a coffee with friends or going for a swim or going to the gym, when you take that away, you take away people's outlet. And when you do that, there's no outlet for stress. And when people are under stress for a while, they become quite anxious. So definitely, while we're not necessarily seeing huge increases in depression, I'm definitely seeing massive increases in presentations of anxiety.
Yeah, listen, apologies to your dog there as well. I think maybe who didn't appreciate what he was listening to on the radio. Aideen, you're 1 year into it now. I suppose it's trite and it's a cliche, but most cliches, they're cliches because there's an element of truth to them. It does get easier, doesn't it?
Does it? If we'd been talking yesterday, I'd have been sure. But I just feel like I remember seeing somebody on YouTube saying, you know, by the time I got to 7 months, I was like, I've got this. And I'm thinking, I'm a year. I don't got it at all. I'm still feeling a bit overwhelmed by it all, but I guess that's just being the first time around. It probably gets easier after that.
Yeah, I think you did just the things you worry about now disappear, but they're just replaced with other things to worry about.
Yeah,
and that probably continues until they're about 18, and then you can kick them out of the house, unfortunately. Liz and Aidan, we appreciate your time and for being so honest with us about some of the difficulties, and Brian as well. Aidan Finnegan, journalist, broadcaster, new mum of a one-year-old now, formerly of this parish, and Dr. Brian Higgins is a GP in Galway Primary Care, and Brian and his partner, his wife, welcoming Theo into the world in October. Stay with us here on the Heart Shoulder. Gavin McLaughlin will be talking to me about disappointing job figures in the United States after this quick break.